Proxy and Prompt. Stories by Sahaya Black. Read by Cass. Proxy. So, what do you think, Colonel? Sam raised one eyebrow, her eyes bright enough to laser a hole right through John's cranium. John leaned back in the never-quite-comfortable conference room chair and brushed the backs of his fingers against his lips, as if deep in thought. It's a good plan. What do you think, McKay? And he reached out, tapping the back of his hand against Rodney's upper arm. One. McKay? Oh, for God's sake. Rodney frowned at his laptop, then glared at Sam. Yes, fine, it should work, but we won't gain a thing if we don't do something about... The next hour was lost in discussion. John didn't try again until the meeting broke up, when he scratched his cheek and dragged his thumb over his mouth. He fell into step beside Rodney, who was cradling his laptop in one arm, typing with his other hand, and carrying on two conversations in tandem. John moved close and slung his arm over Rodney's shoulders, carefully pressing his thumb against the nape of Rodney's warm neck. Two. Want to grab some lunch? He asked. What? Rodney didn't pause as he turned to Zelenka and barked out his orders, but he didn't pull away. John tugged him out the door, his thumb rubbing over the soft skin and short hairs several times before he let his arm fall. He wanted to count each gentle sweep, but that would be cheating. No, he would have to find other ways to give Rodney his dozen kisses, the dozen kisses John gave him every day, even if Rodney never realized it. After a hurried lunch at a table they ended up sharing with a group of scientists who Rodney cowed within 30 seconds, John followed him down the corridor. Hey, McKay! Yes, Colonel? Rodney kept walking. John jogged to catch up. He clapped his hand over his mouth and gave his palm the tiniest kiss. When he reached Rodney, he rested his hand on the small of Rodney's back. Three. Maybe one day he would tell Rodney how he felt. Just not today. Prompt. John checked his watch as he jogged down the corridor. Just enough time. His footsteps echoing in the hush, John turned into the lab, which was dark, save for the beam of light illuminating Rodney. Hunched over his keyboard, Rodney didn't look up, but his fingers stilled on the keyboard. Can it wait until morning? He called, his voice flat. Nope. Oh, it's you, Colonel. Rodney's eyes never left the screen, but he sighed, his shoulders slumping further. Yep. Rodney raised his head, scowling, and John grinned. So what won't wait? Rodney pressed the heels of his hands to his eyes for a moment. Then he lifted a cup, peered into it, and thumped it back down on the table. If it's going to take a while, I'll need more coffee. John shook his head. Time for bed. We're going off-world tomorrow, and you need your rest. But... It'll wait till we get back, McKay. John rubbed his jaw, dragged his fingers over his mouth, and clapped Rodney on the shoulder. 12. Rodney looked grimly satisfied, as if he'd just proved an impossible theorem. What? John's heart stuttered. I said Rodney, pushing away from the table, 12. John swallowed, licked his bottom lip, took a step back, wished his heart would stop marching double time through his chest. Wish he didn't know how damned intelligent Rodney was. 12 what? The corner of Rodney's mouth drooped, and his gaze dropped to the floor. 12 times you've touched me today. John tried to laugh, hoped he didn't look as busted as he felt. You're counting the times I've touched you? Yes, Rodney shrugged one shoulder. Every day for the past 3 weeks you touch me 12 times. Every time you touch your mouth first. 352 times. John opened his mouth, closed it, joined Rodney in studying the pattern on the floor. Rodney made a little noise, a word swallowed stillborn, and turned back to his computer. And if I do, John said quickly. How many total? John didn't have to stop and think. 3,144. That long? Rodney's brows drew together. Why? Because. John looked at him helplessly. Because I want... He didn't have the words. He never had the words. Huffing out a breath, he shook his head, took another step back. Forget it. Colonel. Rodney met John's gaze. John. I do too. John pulled away and grinned. So his lips were raw from beard burn. He didn't care. Six. Seven. Rodney's returning smile was definitely smug. Nope, six. Rodney shook his head, cupped his hand around the back of John's neck. Count them again. John narrowed his eyes. One and two before we got here. Three at the door. He chuckled. Damn, McKay, you're right. I know. Rodney tugged him down into another kiss, and John went willingly. John rolled over and stretched, trying to stifle his groan. Hmm? Rodney stirred, sleepily glancing over his shoulders. Nothing. Well-used muscles thrummed pleasurably. Go back to sleep. I set the alarm. Rodney shifted closer, his warm, still slightly sweaty back pressing against John. John rested his cheek against the nape of Rodney's neck. Even though he didn't have to hide it from Rodney anymore, he waited until Rodney's breathing deepened and he fell back asleep. Then he pressed his lips lightly against Rodney's shoulder. One.